Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world.
It's Friday, May 5th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide. All right, we have another gigantic, incredibly informative, revolutionary transmission lined up for you today. And Lord willing, I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday night show, and right after that, Sunday Live, 6 to 8 p.m. with Owen Schroyer. I'm here weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. And I come on right after the great Harrison Smith, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., American Journal. Okay, we have another ultra-massive transmission lined up for you. Coming up in 30 minutes, Norm Pattis, another one of the lawyers from the Proud Boys show trial, one of many in D.C., four men being given the terrorism conviction for doing absolutely nothing. The feds had zero evidence, but they have kept controlled juries. They're in the district of Satan. And finally, the lawyers will be able to tell you what really went on behind the scenes. The lawyers will be able to tell you what really went on behind the scenes. A lot of just incredible criminal activity, total proof of the feds orchestrating the actual break-in, the judge suppressing all of that. You will get that information coming up at the bottom of the hour in T-minus 27 minutes or so. J6 political prisoners, attorneys, evidence confirms J6 was an organized government plot. There is no evidence of conspiracy by the Patriots. We'll be going over that coming up, as I said. And here's a quick clip back from January that the media has now pushed again of Trump saying if he's reelected as president in 2024, he will pardon the J6ers. Here it is.
And another thing we'll do, and so many people have been asking me about it, if I run and if I win, we will treat those people from January 6th fairly. We will treat them fairly. And if it requires pardons, we will give them pardons because they are being treated so unfairly.
Meanwhile, JFK Jr., RFK Jr., has come out and said that he would pardon Assange and Snowden. That is something that Trump should have done, that Trump didn't do. And I'm sorry if I'm bumbling a little bit here at the start of the show today. I got particularly ready for this show, and sometimes when I really do a ton of research, there's so much going on in my mind that it's just hard for me to even try to collate it all, much less cover it all. We're doing the best job we can today. Former CIA officer says decision to drone attack Kremlin was made by the United States. I totally agree with that. And, of course, there's a lot of evidence that shows that. We'll get into that stack and the incredible escalations there. Who declares end to COVID global public health emergency? Also, mental strain, marijuana may be behind a 30% increase in schizophrenia in young men. Major NIH-funded studies suggest. Well, I don't need studies to know that's true. I am not for marijuana criminalization, but I am for decriminalization. I'm not for total legalization. But I have known so many people that became intense potheads, and with the new weed that's so strong, they became outright schizophrenics. Two people that worked here, I guess synergistically, smoked tons of pot together all day. And I knew both of them, one of them for like 14 years, the other for about 6 years, and they both went insane. I mean, just totally insane from the marijuana. I've got so many other friends and others it's happened to. Joe Rogan's talked about a lot of his friends that have gone completely schizophrenic on marijuana. It is a chemical weapon now, basically. And it's so damn dangerous. But nothing compared to fentanyl. Oh, wait till we get to that news. A 279% increase in deaths from fentanyl. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Man, we've always got a lot of incredibly important news to cover, but today it is particularly jam-packed and, quite frankly, horrifying, invigorating, amazing, disgusting. All points of the compass are covered here. But I got to say something. I've known for a long time that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been a listener of the show. I'll just leave it at that. And we have the same book publisher as well. But he said they would use it too much against him politically and spinning things if he didn't come on the show. And I fully understand that. But the reason I'm getting more and more behind him is he came out and said the whole global warming system is a scam by mega banks and the ultra rich like Bill Gates to take over all of civilization and transfer all wealth to themselves and enslave us. Now he comes out and says that the globalists are destroying our borders to collapse the United States and bring in slave labor. He went on to say that he's not anti-immigrant, he's anti-illegal immigration and collapsing the country. I mean, he just is awesome. He knows what's going on. Very, very powerful. Meanwhile, new footage shows El Paso engulfed in mass migration dumpster fire as state of emergency declared. A lot of people have asked, why have we been down to the border in the last year? Well, Owen Schroeder is not allowed to leave Austin. And his pre-sentencing, pre-trial probation officer from January 6th won't let him leave Austin. They let him leave a couple times a year to go back to Kansas City to see his mom and dad. And again, Owen was outside the Capitol. Owen tried to get people to not go in the Capitol, and he's still facing years in prison. And you just saw the setup of the Proud Boys, who in my summation did absolutely nothing. Certainly nothing compared to the left, and they're now facing 20-plus years in prison with all the charges, something like 35 years in prison. We've got their lawyers coming on and joining us with the inside baseball of what the feds covered up and the total evidence of the feds being the ones that orchestrated the attack on the Capitol. That's in about 20 minutes with Norm Pattis and others. So look for that. We're going to be looking at the incredible footage as Title 42 is about to elapse. Members of Congress have introduced emergency Title 42 alternative. It's all part of the UN replacement migration operation. Biden's now acting like he didn't say immediately surge the border. Biden is now acting like he wants to save us from a collapsed border. This is just insane. And the clown that is the White House press secretary said, this is an administration that has taken challenges to the border very seriously since day one. Mike Pence tells Fox News a storm is coming 1 week from today. That was a few days ago, so it is incredible. There's hundreds of thousands waiting to get in just at the El Paso crossing alone. Upwards of 50,000, we're told, by the Border Patrol in the McAllen area, and just millions more on their way. This is beyond dangerous. But we will be going back to the border very, very soon. I will be going back down to the border. And I will be covering what's going on. We're also going to get Drew Hernandez to go with us down there as well, and others. But they're not hiding anymore. We were down there 15 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago, and a whole bunch in the last 2 years, two, three years. It was not getting covered by the national news. Now they're like, oh, there's this giant problem. Gee, we need more funding to then process and bring the illegals in and fly them around the country. The reason they're putting troops on the border is there's so many tens of thousands a day per checkpoint that there's no one to load them on the buses, no one to load them on the planes, no one to load them up with all their free gift cards and maps of where to go in the U.S. to be brought into blue cities. You've got the blue city mayors in New York and Dallas and Chicago and everywhere bitching and complaining, and rightfully, in many cases, blaming Biden. But they're not against the open borders. They want billions of taxpayer money to now cater to the illegal aliens. But remember, they don't want them in Martha's Vineyard. Only 41 of them or 42 of them got shipped there one time, and it was a national emergency. The rich billionaire globalists, why Barack Obama's house is there. You can't have 41 or 42 of these people wandering around aimlessly. No, 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 no. They kicked them out of the town and called it humanitarian. Yeah, not in your backyard, right? We've got all that news. We've got the insanely important news as things have escalated exactly as I said they would. And I'm not bragging. I just show I do my research, and when I talk about something geopolitically, I know what I'm talking about. Or if it's an area I don't know, I'll go research it and tell you I have to reserve comment. Still have had time to research it, but I know exactly what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. And I told you that they would invade in late February, in October the year before, just a few months before. And I told you that they were going to start launching more drone attacks inside Russia as a provocation. They would then claim that it was Russia doing it to itself. That is exactly what the State Department has now done. And former top intelligence case officer, analyst, so much more, Larry Johnson has come out and basically word for word said what I said about that situation. And the reason that's important is it's not about saying, oh, look, I was right. It's not just him. It's a bunch of other experts saying the same thing. It's that I'm going to tell you what I believe is about to come next. So that is next segment. Also, I want to open the phones up in the second and third hour today. And I want to have a quiz on several topics. We haven't done this in probably a decade on the show, but I want to bring back quizzes for people and see who can answer the question right. And whoever does answer the question right, give us your address, and we'll mail you one of our new T-shirts in the size that you request as a prize. And we're going to start doing this, I think, every day when we take calls. Sometimes we'll have multiple prizes, dozens of prizes. But today we're just going to give out one T-shirt on this question. So we'll go ahead and throw the question out now, and I'll repose the question next hour, and then it'll be very informative when we get the answer. WHO declares an end to COVID global public health emergency. The question is, why are they doing that? I told my wife about a month ago that when you see this is what this is going to mean. And so this morning, I hadn't seen the story. I'd missed it somehow, even though I was getting ready for the news. And she got up a little bit earlier than she normally does, about 7 a.m., and said, have you seen this? And I said, yes. So what does that mean? In my opinion, is this cause for celebration, or what does this really mean? So obviously, we'll just take calls until somebody gets the answer. And I'll give the toll-free number out at the end of this hour when Norm Pattis and one of the other Proud Boy attorneys that's joining us leave us. It's going to be Norm Pattis and Steve Metcalf. And this really is going to be a big interview because, obviously, I've known what's going on the whole time during the trial and before the trial because I know some of the lawyers. And I was not at liberty to tell you what was going on because that would give up the sources, and you can't do that during a trial. I was able to bring out the fact that feds were involved in that. They were provocateur in the operation, but now you're going to get to learn what really went on. We can talk about how it wasn't a fair trial all day, and that's true. Now it sets the precedent for this to be the model around the country to put people in prison. And we've got lots of different organizations like the PETA Project. That's the Lincoln Project coming out and calling for my arrest after this and Roger Stone's arrest. And the guy actually says that I am guilty, that I ran the attack. I don't have the money and time to sue people like this, but it's preposterous. I almost went back to the hotel because my wife was freezing. I didn't want to lead the crowd to the Capitol. I had no idea there was no security at the Capitol. We had a space to speak in between the Capitol and the Supreme Court. That's all on record. I don't go launch violent attacks in the streets. I don't go riot attack Capitols. I went and protested in different parts of the country at Capitols with no incident in the months before January 6th. Everybody knows that. And to sit there and preposterously say that I wanted that disaster to happen that hurt our country is a pack of lies. I don't know. If somebody donates the money, I'll fall suit on the guy. Man, I'm getting sick of hearing these lying pieces of garbage. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Somewhere inside Russia were launched at the Kremlin at Vladimir Putin's residence. The equivalent of flying drones into the White House. They were shot down using electromagnetic weapons. Now, the Russians don't have a motive in this, and the Ukrainians have been launching attacks for the last 7 months into Western Russia, into the suburbs of Moscow, into Moscow. They've been blowing people up in their cars. They've been shooting people. They've been poisoning people. They've been blowing up power plants. They've been sabotaging. And they've been bragging about it. And they said, we're going to launch more attacks. We're going to park tanks in Red Square out front the Kremlin. That's what their head of their military said 2 months ago. And we know Biden bragged they're going to blow the pipeline up and blew it up. But the controlled media is so bad in the West, the BBC and others are reporting, as well as Yahoo News, that they think Putin blew up the pipeline. With no evidence of that. Or pipelines. This was obviously meant, and I said this on Wednesday in Crowder Studio, and I said it again yesterday in studio, this is done to push the Russians to escalate so NATO can officially get in the war. That's how crazy and what Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said deranged this is. He said this is incredibly dangerous and is deranged and is insane. Deranged is the proper word for this. Okay? What would we do if the Russians flew explosive drones into the White House? We would go completely ape. So, the new spin is the Russians did this with no evidence. When the Russians have been trying to de-escalate this and get a peace deal. That's what they've been saying for 9 years. We've been at war with them for 9 years in a proxy war. Putin was losing a year and a half ago, so he launched this invasion. Now, I covered all this on Wednesday and Thursday, but here is a former case officer, top analyst, you name it. Former CIA officer says decision to drone attack Kremlin was made by the United States. He goes on to say, we know this because the United States is running NATO and running the attacks, and that's all come out. I told you U.S. troops were fighting Russians 6 years ago in Ukraine. I know troops that have served multiple tours. I have friends that have been there for years fighting Russians, killing Russians, and having their friends killed. They didn't give you the details of the secret operations, but they've been there. I know a lot of people in the military that have been there. I've had family that's been there. Officially in Poland, not in Poland. I told you that before the war officially started last February, year before this February. So, former CIA officer says decision to drone attack Kremlin was made by the United States. Former CIA intelligence officer Larry Johnson says the decision to launch a drone attack on the Kremlin was made by the United States. The Wednesday attack, which was likely to have been targeting Russian President Vladimir Putin, was stopped by electronic warfare systems, which disabled the drones before they could reach their targets. According to Johnson, the attack must have been spearheaded by the Biden administration and the U.S. military-industrial complex because, quote, decisions on such attacks are made not by Kiev, but by Washington. Washington should understand clearly that we know this, Johnson told reporters. Although the attack, which Ukraine denied, was involved and it failed to accomplish its tactical goal, it was still highly symbolic, according to Johnson. He goes on to say they're trying to trick the Russians into escalating. Drones over Kremlin likely launched from inside Russia, U.S. experts say. U.S. News World Report, they go on to imply that means the Russians did it. Oh, so when Alexander Dugin's daughter gets blown up, or they try to kill him, or other reporters get blown up, and other journalists, because it's launched inside Russia, it means the Russians did it? Hogwash. Wagner boss makes major battlefield exit after grisly video. Says his troops that have been winning the war have no ammo and that the general staff are against him, and so he's pulling his troops out saying, we are not here to carry out a suicide mission, even though 60% of them have been dying with ammunition. And it goes on from that point. Terrified Russian men are changing their gender to avoid being sent to war in Ukraine. All right. That's the news on that front. I want to play a clip from Scott Ritter, former top UN weapons inspector and former nuclear arms negotiator with the Russians back in the 1980s and 90s. One of the top experts out there. He's reporting from Moscow. Let's go to Scott Ritter.
Hey, Alex. This is Scott Ritter talking to you from Irkutsk, Russia. Just with a brief comment on the drone attack against the Kremlin that took place last night. Right now, the feeling is that this was an attack carried out, if not directly by Ukraine, definitely on the orders of Ukraine. And I think Dmitry Medvedev, the former president of Russia, has said it best, that the Zelensky regime and Zelensky himself will probably have to be liquidated, which means killed. Now, some people out there might think that that's a rather harsh response, but I would ask them to consider in the following. If there was a hostile actor who had said they plan on attacking the White House with drones, and then drones attack the White House, how long do you think it would take for the United States to eliminate them from the face of the earth? And the answer is not very long. So it's a double standard, a little bit of hypocrisy, to have a situation where the Ukrainians say, we plan on sending drones to attack Moscow on or about May 9th, Victory Day, and then a pair of drones arrives in Moscow and hits the Kremlin. Ukraine said they were going to do it. It was done. And now I think the Ukrainians are going to be held fully accountable for it. How and when this will occur, it's a decision only the Russian government can make. But I think Dmitry Medvedev's sentiment is shared widely amongst the Russian people. And there will be an accounting. And it isn't going to end well for Zelensky. Again, Alex, thanks for giving me a chance to address this. And hope to talk to you soon.
All right. Glad that he was able to send us that report. Thank you, Scott Ritter. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back with Norm Pattis and other lawyers from the show trial. This should send a cold chill up all America's spines with the total weaponization of the courts. We have some really good news. Our number one best-selling product, sold out for more than 6 months, is back. It is X3, the deep earth crystal iodine, two other types for better absorption. The studies show up to 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities and problems because of iodine deficiency. Most iodine is bound to other elements, so it's not as absorbable or may not absorb at all, depending on your particular physiology. So it's very important to use X3. What it does to your entire cellular system, every cell in the body is an essential nutrient. Without it, you die. And so many of the problems that we see, so much of the sluggishness, so much of the memory loss, so many of the neurological problems, the list goes on, is lack of iodine. This is an incredible product, and it funds our operation. X3, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. 25% off. Back in stock, X3 finally. Also, TurboForce, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Highest quality full-spectrum CBD oil for your nervous system, your body, your heart, everything, also your mood. It's back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com, and get a Great Reset in the War of the World book, either signed or unsigned as well. I want to thank you all for your support. We'll be right back.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They had got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believed they could control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, your financial support, while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I warned everyone with the Sandy Hook show trials that were totally rigged, or I was found guilty by the judges, and the juries were told to find me guilty. Guilty until proven more guilty, that it was a beta test to take everybody else out, and now they admit that with Fox News. Well, Norm Pass is one of the main lawyers on the nearly five-month trial there in the District of Mordor. First, they came for Alex Jones, and you cheered because you disagreed with him. Then they came for the Proud Boys because you cheered because you disagreed with them. Then they came for Donald Trump, and you cheered because you disagreed with him. Then they came for you. And that is exactly what has happened, riffing off the famous pastor that said, first they came for the trade unionists, and I wasn't a trade unionist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the communists, I wasn't a communist, so I said nothing. Then they came for the Jews, I wasn't Jewish, so I said nothing. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to stand up for me. Now, we may have to hold these guys a little bit in the next hour, or we may have to skip this next break, because I want them to really drill in and say what can be said now that was secret in the trial, that the judge didn't want you to know.
that they had feds there helping break into the building. They had feds inside the Proud Boys trying to provocateur them, and CIA-connected operatives and sex operatives, and that none of this was ever allowed to be shown to the jury. And that's why there were so many days where they would shut down the jury, and then the judge would kick the media out and explain, you're not going to bring forward any of this information. There's a big article about it on GatewayPundit.com. J6 political prisoner Dominique Pozzola's attorney. Evidence confirms J6 was an organized government plot. There is no evidence of conspiracy by the Patriots. But here, before I go to the lawyers, is the Lincoln Project founder calls for Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Steve Bannon, and Donald Trump to be arrested. And he says that we ran the attack. No, I didn't. I protested at dozens of capitals. I had rallies with 500,000 people the month before in D.C. I've never attacked people at rallies. I don't believe in offensive violence, and I have no history of that. And I tried to stop people going in the building. And how dare you imply that I ordered and commanded this? That is outrageous, and you know it's not true. And I'm not a litigious person, but man, at a certain point, I got to start suing people. This is outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. Norm Pattis was my criminal lawyer on this when I was deposed by Congress and the J6 Kangaroo Committee. He went through all my phones, all my emails, interviewed my staff, and he said, you aren't just somebody that tried to stop it. You were a hero. I'm not saying I was a hero, but the point is I went into the tear gas to try to stop the situation because it was a disaster for our country and let them demonize the American people as terrorists. Here's a short clip of the Lincoln Project founder defaming me and saying he wants me, he's not just lying to hurt me or put me out of business or take me out of the air. He wants me behind bars for decades. Here it is.
It runs up, not down. Yes, they've arrested a bunch of these, like, lower-tier J6 who also deserve to be charged, deserve to be punished, and these guys deserve to be charged and punished, too. They're only a little higher up the food chain, though. And the important thing here is that the food chain doesn't just go from the J6 guys to the Proud Boys. It goes up. It goes up from there. There's a layer of people like Roger Stone and Alex Jones and Steve Bannon who were all involved in this. These guys are too dumb to understand how to do things without getting orders. They're street thugs. They're chaos agents. They were ordered and requested to do this, and they agreed. It was a conspiracy to do so. That conspiracy needs to go up, not down. And the top of the conspiracy is Donald Trump. Jack Smith, hope you're doing your job, buddy. But today's a good day. See ya.
Today's a good day to accuse me of orchestrating that fiasco. I wasn't Ray Epps out there days before saying attack the Capitol. I didn't testify to Congress that I sent text messages like Ray Epps did saying he, quote, orchestrated it. I didn't help ram signs over the police. I went and tried to work with the police to get on their speaker systems that they wouldn't use to tell people to get the hell out of the Capitol before Ashley Babbitt died. Norm, I'm ranting. I want to give you the floor and Steve Metcalf, one of the other great lawyers that took on this rigged case. I know you fought like the devil to try to tell the jury the truth, but we're stopped. So you can lead this here, Norm. But I really want to get into all the stuff that I was told by sources that I brought to you that you said you would later be able to talk about with this really being evidence of how this was orchestrated. So, Norm Pattis, start wherever you like, my friend.
There was no conspiracy. There was no plot. There was no implicit understanding among anyone to do anything of the sort on January 6th among the Proud Boys, or as near as I can tell, anyone else. And the United States government knows it. Because when they argued in closing arguments in this case, they said the conspiracy may have been formed instantaneously, that conduct reflected this understanding. Here's what happened in the January 6th trial. Whether rightly or wrongly, Donald Trump believed the election was stolen. He got 70 million American votes. He wanted to stop the steal. He turned to lawful process. He wanted people to turn up at the Capitol to protest. He urged them to do so. And from the ellipse outside the White House that day, he directed people to the Capitol. It was an angry crowd because the commander in chief said the election was stolen. Stop the steal. These people went to the Capitol and a match was lit, and we don't know who lit it. There's Ray X, who's never going to be charged. Some people say the government did it. Alex, I don't see evidence of that. But here's what I saw at the trial, and I don't want to hog the stage from my colleague, Mr. Metcalf, who I'm introducing you folks to today, a brilliant lawyer, young man who I hope to know for many years to come. But here's what happened as near as I could tell, and here's what we can talk about at the trial and what we can't. And this is a note to Jim Jordan, if you're watching. Get that weaponization committee to subpoena the trial transcripts in this case, all of them, including the transcripts that are under seal, because Steve and I are still prohibited from speaking about what we heard in closed proceedings. But what we can say, at least what I believe I can fairly say, is the government fought to prevent the truth from being presented at that trial. And the truth is that the FBI has a program in which they register confidential human sources that are engaged or embedded within or are reporting on domestic groups. And they keep that as a closely held secret. They keep it secret from prosecutors. They keep it secret from the courts. They keep it secret from other investigators. And it's only accessed on a need-to-know basis. And so we wanted all that information. We were prohibited that information. Instead, the government folded and, as a compromise, gave us a stipulation there that there were at least 8, maybe more, confidential sources reporting to the FBI on the Proud Boys from the election of 2020 through January 6th of 2021. We use that to argue to the jury that, don't you think if the FBI had its knuckle draggers in the group and there was some conspiracy, somebody would have reported something? Well, they didn't report anything because there was nothing there. So in this trial, in this historic trial, the text messages of patriots who were upset about what was going on in this country were used to prove that when they went to an event that turned into a riot, they planned the riot. Alex, excuse my language. Excuse this. I know it's a family show. The United States government knows it. And so for these people on the Lincoln Project to sit back and say, oh, Alex should be prosecuted. Oh, Roger Stone should be prosecuted. I've been up one side of your communications and down the other for years. I've gotten to know everyone in your organization. I've gotten to know you. I've sat through a 4.5-month trial. I've reviewed the trial transcripts of the Oath Keepers. There's about as much evidence that you were involved in planning this as there was the Lincoln Project. And so that is an utterly irresponsible and defamatory accusation by a thug in a car. And what that thug wants to do is he wants to put a thumb on free speech and say, if you agree with me, you can talk. But if you petition for redress of grievance and something goes wrong, you're going to go to prison. An absolutely chilling day, Alex. Absolutely chilling day in American jurisprudence. I was so devastated after the verdict last night, so angry, humiliated, disturbed, depressed. I just came and sat in my room all evening. Daniel went out later in the evening to have a couple drinks with Steve. But it was a total disaster for people who believe in freedom of speech. And I do believe prosecutors have discretion about what to charge and what not to charge. First, they came for you with deplatforming and this bogus Sandy Hook thing. Then they came for the Proud Boys, and they got you. And they got the Proud Boys. And next, it'll be Trump.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
And we would flag this for the court every single time. And without fail, the judge would let them be a prospective juror. And then we only had 12 preemptory challenges. Norm, you remember that whole battle in the beginning?
I do, yeah.
I made a motion that I wanted additional preemptory challenges for every defendant because we only had 12 preemptory challenges. The judge gave us two more for five defendants. I made a written motion, Alex. By the time I got up to the podium, I was so disgusted at what I saw, and the select committee was going on at the same time, making the same allegations about Trump, and that they were going to come to this.
It's on every TV channel saying they're white supremacists and terrorists in the same town.
And here's the deal. They're not. I mean, I got to know these guys. We sat with them for months, half a year in court proceedings. We've read hundreds of thousands of text messages, emails. I've read every book I can find on this. When you pick up the paper, they're a group of white supremacist extremists. When I talk to them, they're my next door neighbor and they're wondering what the hell's going on in this country. Most of the people who joined the Proud Boys, many who joined the Proud Boys and who testified at trial talked about how they were radicalized in the summer of 2020. Everybody was locked down for COVID. Their businesses were suffering and struggling. And on television, while they're told to stay home or mask up when they go to the grocery store, they see people in mostly peaceful protests downtown, and they see their communities going up in smoke, and they see people who think like them being attacked by a mob and police did nothing. They thought the American dream was better than that. They thought the First Amendment guaranteed the protection of all. Many of them were former military guys, and they decided they'd protect the downtrodden. In this case, the downtrodden were not part of the woke mob.
So let me raise this. And I know I have sources, the same sources around you. You were very tight-lipped. I would call you about intel I got, and you'd say, well, that's pretty much what we're seeing, but I can't talk until this is over. Now you're saying you can't. But what about how the judge would not let the evidence that they had informants in, the group, and the informants were testifying, and in the reports to the FBI, they were not planning this. I mean, I knew the Proud Boys. They were there in case Antifa attacked people. That was their only plan, right, is what I heard about. There was no plan to attack the Capitol. I know once it was tear gas and police and provocateurs that weren't them attacking the police that they started, you know, having scuffles with them. Okay, that's a year or two in jail if you don't hurt a cop. But no cops were killed. They lied about that as well. So I was not expecting this because we'd never been violent anywhere else. They'd not been offensively violent anywhere else. So what can both of you say about what the judge suppressed from the jury?
We had to fight out very, very hard to even open the door to confidential informants or confidential sources. We were able to name three of them. We weren't able to name five of them in this case. We weren't able to find out how many there were. There continued to be disclosures during trial, including late in trial, that not just the FBI, but the Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C. had informants in the Proud Boys. One of Mr. Metcalf's colleagues, Mr. Roots, made a motion for disclosure of other agents within the federal government, broadly conceived, that were involved in the Proud Boys. And the judge basically, I think the court's conclusion was, well, there are just too many government agencies for us to know. You've got to be more specific. And I didn't say anything in this language. This is the United States of America versus the Proud Boys, or versus our clients. That's what the caption read. And you're telling me that party can't tell us what it's doing?
Steve Metcalf, do you have any comments about what the judge suppressed?
I do. Alex, we had a little binder that had probably about 100 pages in it. And it was a CHS binder. Now, in this binder, we could not know people's identification. We could not know their names. We could not know a lot of different scenarios because of all the heavily redacted documents that were contained in this binder. We could not discuss this with our own clients. Still can't discuss this with our own clients. When we would find out something throughout the course of this trial and bring it to the judge's attention, all of a sudden a whole team from the government would show up and figure out a way to stonewall the situation.
Steve, tell them what happened. There are so many informants in this case. Tell them what happened when Carmen started cross-examining, and even the government didn't know the guy was a CHS. Remember that?
That's just one of the many. Alex, let me tell you this. If Norm or I wanted to mention the word CHS or anything about these individuals, we had to ask for permission in front of the jury. We had to go separately to the phone and ask for permission to be able to raise one question about it. Norm actually did it first. I'll never forget the way Norm did it. He actually was crossing a witness and said, Judge, we got to step to the phones. And then that was the first time that the jury heard about there being CHSs in one particular instance. But yes, there were times, Alex, that we were talking about an individual that nobody on the defense side even knew was a CHS. And then we were finding that out.
One of our own witnesses we found out.
There was another attorney, the attorneys from Florida who represented Terrio had one of their first witnesses the day before they were supposed to take the stand and testify found out or were disclosed that person was a CHS.
Were you able to bring up, I mean, I know you guys tried. What about Ray Epps? I mean, he says, going to the Capitol the day before the day, he's there helping ram signs in the first breach over the police. He tells the J6 Kangaroo Committee that he, quote, orchestrated the attack. Just in his text messages, bragging to family about it. How the hell is he not arrested or indicted and is now a victim, according to the media?
Alex, you got to look even further. Right there, at that scene right there where you see the guy with the red hat, Ryan Samsel, Ray Epps goes up to him right there. Seconds after that, the first gates start. That's the first breach. Then they go up all these stairs, and they're in the the yard right outside of the west,
plaza,
the
yeah,
lower
right, yeah,
west side. And you see Dominic Pizzola, my client there. Ray Epps comes to him and is speaking to him. This is moments before people start getting shot with rubber bullets from an elevated position. Ray Epps is all over the place. There, I can't tell you how many times we would be dissecting a video in court, and out of nowhere, Ray Epps happens to be right in the middle of it.
No, and here's something, here's something that's very interesting, Alex. In our fights with the government about confidential informants, they would always take the position, we can neither confirm nor deny that this person is a confidential informant. And from that, we were supposed to take that they weren't, because if they were, we would be entitled to know about it. And so this was their position with regard to Epps. We can't confirm it or deny it. But if your viewers or you watched the 60 Minute piece, they came out and denied that Epps was a CI in violation of their own stated policies. So they went way out of their way to protect this guy.
Well, I mean, watching the footage, and I've looked at a lot of it, you looked at more of it, it's like he's the Tom Brady. He's the quarterback.
he was, as Steve pointed out, he was in the middle of this too many times. And for all these other incidental players, the people you're all seeing on your screen right now, to be arrested, and he not, somebody's got some explaining to do. He's either a CI or he's got nude photographs of somebody, because he's walking away from trouble, and I don't understand it. And if our clients did what you're seeing on your screen right now, there'd be a lip reader, a mind reader, and some Kreskin person to interpret what he just said. It doesn't make any sense.
Gentlemen, big picture here. I know our listeners know that January 6th was a provocateur action, but the listeners need to know, the viewers need to know, the left, the deep state, they admit this is a blueprint to criminalize speech. And then if you go out to a demonstration and one person does something wrong out of 100,000, you go to jail too.
If I write to you saying, I don't like what's going on in downtown Austin, somebody ought to string up city council, and I could say that, I'm a hothead, and we go to a demonstration that night and somebody breaches a barricade and throws a rock at a city council member, I'm as guilty of conspiring to cause that event as the Proud Boys were for appearing that day. This weaponizes speech in a way that cannot be permitted to stand.
Alex, this weaponizes dissent to a whole nother level. The Proud Boys trial that we just underwent was the U.S. government testing its limits and where it could go.
And here's the
we did not. I mean, every single day, Alex, we came to court ready to fight.
Hold on, Steve. I know you've got a lot more to say. Do 15 more minutes with us, guys, okay?
Yep.
Absolutely.
All right. Steve Metcalf, Norm Pattis, some of the lead lawyers there on the Proud Boys show trial. We're going to go to break and come back with them. But this is a dark day for America and our rights. These men are completely innocent. Maximum, they can get a disorderly conduct charge. They've already served years in jail, solitary confinement. You name it. We're going to go to break, start hour number two. They'll get it all in the news. Take your phone calls for 15 more minutes with our guest. Hour number two. Tell everybody to go tune in. Don't forget, our best-selling product, the highest quality tri-iodine, back in stock, X3, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off. It'll do so much for you. It's essential in the body. So many people are deficient. This is pure. This is amazing. X3, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Hour number two with so much more straight ahead. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.